These are stories about what we believe. Our opinions are important to us, and we want to share them with you. Our opinions reflect who we are as people. These are stories about what we believe to be true. Take a moment to experience our thoughts and ideas. Listen in and learn about us. We are Stuart's sixth grade stars. Welcome to our stories.
Hi, I'm Hawkins. This I believe. I believe in kindness. Kindness can do so many things and can be so powerful. The reason I think kindness is so important is because of the power it could spark in someone just with a simple smile. All of us could always be nicer, like it's scientifically proven that everyone is mean at least once in their life because no one's perfect and everyone makes mistakes in their life. But that does not mean that you should be mean on purpose ever, because if you mean you could hurt someone's feelings very badly. So you always want to be careful about what you say because it could turn for the worst. And it's hard to not to be mean. Believe me, it is hard, but that is why being nice is so important to someone's day. And again, all you have to do is give them a smile or a compliment, and it will go a long way. Next, being kind could also give that person the power to be nice to others or stick up for someone who's getting picked on. Another thing is you could try to make someone feeling down laugh, because you know what they say, laughter is the best medicine. Next thing that that being kind will affect is others' behaviors. If you are being nice and lifting people's spirits, maybe that will change others' perspective on it. And it could impact the amount of people getting their feelings hurt. And maybe they could build the courage to stick up for themselves and their fellow peers. This is just one of the many ways you could stick up for someone and create a wave of kindness through the air. I also think it is a lot harder to be mean than kind. For example, if someone says you aren't as good as they are as you, it would be easier to say, "What do you mean? You're trash at that," instead of, "Well, that's your opinion, I respect that." You see what I mean? That is why if you choose the kind person you are inside instead of the easy and mean way that means you have a really strong contingency, and you are really good at controlling yourself to say the right thing, and you will get looked up to by lots of people if you keep doing that. Because that is really hard to constantly hold in your feelings that you know are wrong to say, then if you still say the nice and right thing. Finally, is if you say something that is mean, think of it as a piece of paper. Paper is a person's heart, and every time you say something mean, the piece of paper gets crumpled. And when and if you say sorry, that paper starts to get uncrumpled, but there will still be wrinkles in that paper. And there's no way to get rid of those wrinkles, and they will stay there forever. And this is what it is like when you say something mean. It hurts them, and there's no way to fully get rid of those scars on the heart. They will always be there. And think of the story the next time you want to say something that might hurt that person's feelings, that the hurt will never be filled with apology. Some of it can not, but all is left scarred. So I know it is harder to be mean than kind, but being kind shows that you are strong on the outside, but on the inside too. This is why I think being kind is so important in this world and has such big impact on so many people. This I believe.
Stuart Star Stories is produced by Stuart and Company, with additional reporting by Room 35 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Ms. Stewart. Our editor is Mrs. K. Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. Stewart Star Stories is a Room 35 production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening, and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.